This event's held on the 23rd of October. It's been going for 13 years now.
Yeah, this is the 13th year, Martin. Yep.
And you've always been, the charity all along has been the Prostate Cancer Foundation.
That's right, yes.
Yeah. And how much money have you raised in all that time?
With this year's event, it'll be up around the 80,000 mark.
How much?
About 80,000.
Wow, that's impressive,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty impressive. Yeah, we're happy with it.
So you got about $7,500 last year, and because you have to pre-enter, you've got a bit of an idea already of what you're looking at for this year.
That's right, Martin. Yes, you have to pre-enter, and we can only take 36 teams, which is two off each T-bed. At the moment, we have 30 teams registered, so it is filling up pretty well. There's every indication that we will raise more money this year, Martin. In fact, I'm certainly will be over the 8,000 mark this year.
So the format of it, it's Ambrose competition?
Yeah, four-person Ambrose, yep.
Okay, yep. And 18 holes?
18 holes, yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Takes around 4.5 hours to get everyone through, but it's a great day.
Yeah, and there's lots of little things happening on the side, apart from the prize for the winners, handicap and gross and all that sort of stuff. One thing that I like to look of is a hole-in-one competition worth 10 grand. Tell us about that.
Yeah, that's right, Martin. We were approached a couple of years ago by a group called the National Hole-in-One Association, and what they do, they will insure you against somebody getting a hole-in-one, and there are certain criteria around the value of the prize and what you need to have for an insurance. We're very fortunate that the insurance is $590 to insure for a $10,000 hole-in-one. Luckily, that doesn't come out of the coffers. We're very fortunate that Inspirations Paint have paid that policy the last 2 years. So we're very grateful to them for putting up the money for the insurance policy. And not only is it a $10,000 hole-in-one, Martin, they will pay out on every hole-in-one. So if there's 10 holes-in-one on the 10th hole, they pay out on all 10.
Wow. We must point out at this stage that the course, the day is being held at the Devonport Golf Club Wood Rising Course.
Yes.
And the hole-in-one, which hole is that on?
That's on the 10th, Martin.
Okay, I know it reasonably well. I actually, believe it or not, I actually was playing golf there one day with a bloke who got a hole-in-one, but it wasn't on the charity day, unfortunately.
Better tell him to come out and try his luck.
Yeah, well, maybe, yeah. I can't remember who it was now. It was a long time ago, but I remember I was so jealous. I've never had one.
No, me neither.
So what time does it start? I guess it'll be a shotgun start with that many people on course.
That's right, Martin. We kick off at 8:30 registration for a 9 o'clock hit-off, and everybody's usually there nice and early, and we get underway pretty early, and we get finished in about 4.5 hours.
So the majority of your prizes have been donated as well, which makes it very handy because most of the money that you raise from entry fees will go straight to the course.
Yeah, Martin. In fact, every prize is donated. We don't.
Wow.
We pay a very moderate green fee to the golf club for each player that plays, and we provide lunch. That's the only money that comes out of the entry fees, and every other dollar goes to the Prostate Cancer Foundation. No money whatsoever is paid back for prizes.
I know this is something you're quite passionate about. Prostate cancer is one of the most curable cancers around, but it's also one of the most common in men of a certain age.
Yeah, that's right, Martin. Once you get to about 50, you need to have regular checkups with your doctor because the prostate does start to enlarge.
That's just natural,
from that time on. Natural progression. We don't know why, but it does. And if you get a checkup, get checked up nice and early, then you won't have any complications, or most likely you won't. Sometimes it's unavoidable that people do have prostate cancer, but generally what we're trying to do is create awareness around that and make sure people get themselves checked.
Now, you said there's about 6 or 7 spots left in the competition at the moment. It's $120 per team, which isn't much when you split it four ways. So how do people enter?
What they do, Martin, they can enter online at the Rotary Club of Devonport North website. They can phone me, and I can organise that as well. So
okay, your number is 0417 362 129.
That's it, Martin.
Yep. Oh, well, I hope the day goes well for you, Peter. I'm sure it will. Just need a nice day now, and maybe a hole in one or two would be wonderful.
Yeah, well, we're certainly looking forward to a great day, Martin. It always is, and everyone enjoys it. We've got some great supporters out there. I might mention that Shadforth Financial Group has supported the last few years, and we're really grateful for their involvement because it really helps swell the coffers.
Oh, look, no doubt, and I'm sure if we went through all the people that have supported it in things in kind and prizes and stuff like that, we could fill the whole of the Saturday Morning Sports Show.
We certainly would, Martin, yeah.
Yeah, good on you, Peter. Thanks for popping in. I really appreciate it, and I hope the day goes extremely well for you.
Thank you.